Tough weekend for New York area teams. The Nets got it handed to them by about 50 the night before. Well, I know.
They're not an NBA team.
Is there anything more frustrating than looking at the names on the back of those Knicks jerseys, watching them call their own number and clear everybody out and play ISO hero ball, watch Jeff Hornacek walk back to the bench shaking his head every time Rose and Melo do that, and then watching them walk out of here losing by 16 or 15, and then, of course, watching what happened against Philly a couple of days ago. Like, what is this, just the most dysfunctional NBA team despite their record in the NBA?
I'll tell you what. I think they've reclaimed that title from the Kings. They gave it to the Kings for a while, but I think it's got to be back in the Knicks. Only over the last week we've seen who goes AWOL in this day and age? Their starting point guard did. And then you got Carmelo Anthony flipping out after a loss in Philly, and then you've got this current battle between, it looks like, Phil Jackson had his guy Charlie Rosen, who's a writer and used to be an assistant coach for Phil 100 years ago in the CBA. He wrote this thing which basically said Carmelo's outlived his usefulness in New York, and we all know that's coming from Phil, although Charlie denies it. And now Carmelo's like, well, if they don't want me here in New York, maybe we need to talk, which is the first time in his life that he's actually thought about that publicly. He's not saying he'd waive his no-trade clause, guys. You got to remember that. He's got more power than Phil. But you got that going on. You got the AWOL point guard. You got Porzingis, who can't get on the court because of Achilles. Yeah, and it's a total mess. You're right.
You wonder, too, with a guy like Porzingis. You know, he's got this sore Achilles. He didn't play yesterday, so we didn't get a chance to see him. And I know he's a difference maker because of his size and his skill, pardon me. But you got to wonder if you're Porzingis, and what is he, 21? He's 21 years old, and he's learning this extreme dysfunction from two of the most selfish players in this day and age in the NBA. Yeah. How healthy this is for him when he's first starting his career, and if that's a thought that maybe James Dolan or the rest of the franchise, and I know it's not in Phil Jackson's mind because Phil Jackson's on another existential planet, but you got to wonder if that's concerning for the Knicks.
Concerning for the Knicks or Porzingis? Like, Porzingis would want to leave?
Because Porzingis... No, because what is he learning? What is Porzingis... Who is he learning this from?
He's learning how not to run a franchise. He's learning how to... this is not good for Porzingis, and he's got to stay above the fray, and he's got to wait things out because he wants to be in New York. He loves New York, and New York loves him, and he's the future. But I think what he's probably learning is, you know what? We got to get a guy in here who knows how to build a basketball team that can win a championship, but not this Phil Jackson character, because Phil Jackson has been an embarrassment. It's a disgrace what he's doing with this franchise. You know, the Knicks right now, guys, are on a pace to, again, finish below 500, another losing season, probably out of the playoffs, and Phil made all these offseason moves with Dolan's blessings to make the playoffs. They haven't been in the playoffs in 3 years. So, yeah, it's a tough this is not the best thing for a young player. This is not like going into San Antonio or going into Miami or going into a team like that, or even Golden State, where you're in a franchise that knows what it's doing, that has a track record for winning, and everybody's accountable, and it starts at the top of the owner, and every blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's not good to be in a dysfunctional situation. But you know what? Porzingis is a mature kid, and I think he knows that he's going to have to wait this out.
Mitch, sorry, outside of Porzingis, who deserves to stay in that organization?
Who deserves to stay?
Or who should stay?
No. They need to back up the truck, starting with the team president. James Dolan has to hire somebody who really knows what it is to run a franchise, to build a team. He went, as usually, went for the glitz and the glamour of the Phil Jackson name, his legacy, his connections with the Knicks of the past and all that. He was a teammate and roommate of Walt Frazier and back to the 70s. He never built a team. He walks around, feel like he built the Bulls and he built the Lakers. We all know he got the talent to coach the talent. He did an unbelievable job. He did 11 rings. But, that's where it starts. It starts there, and it's really time for Melo to go. Phil never should have re-signed Melo. Once they gave Melo the no-trade clause, he wasn't going anywhere because Melo loves to be in New York. Losing doesn't bother him, and he just loves the whole thing of being the king of New York. And the Derrick Rose signing was a mistake. He's on the last year of his deal. And I can, on and on and on. It's just another bad year, another thing for Knicks fans to kind of cry about.
Mitch Lawrence is our guest, host of SiriusXM NBA. Raps win a couple on the weekend. They beat the Knicks handily yesterday. They take out the Nets, which doesn't count. I think you get the Nets on Tuesday again. So a good part of the schedule for the Raptors to try and create some distance between themselves and the Celtics, make up a little ground in the Eastern Conference against the Cleveland Cavaliers. But still left with that burning question, which is, when Jared Sullinger comes back, is he going to make a difference on the glass, knowing about their rebounding woes? And the other burning question is, you know, is the risk worth the reward in upsetting the chemistry to take a shot now to try, at the very least, try and give yourselves an opportunity via trade to make this team somewhat competitive, or maybe kind of stir up the fan base to get them believing that they can be competitive with the Cavs? Do you think Sullinger's the answer, or do you think they're going to try and do something? Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard anything. I don't think Sullinger's the big answer. He's not going to move the needle. He's not going to upset the apple cart in the East when he comes back. He'll help, no doubt. If he can stay healthy and stay upright, he's going to help, and he's going to, he'll help obviously against the Bostons of the world and the Atlantas of the world. But Cleveland, he's not going to make a difference. If you're talking about DeMarcus Cousins in terms of a big name thing, my understanding is he's off the board. My understanding is the owner in Sacramento is willing to give him a $207 million extension, which is nuts, to rebuild a team around him or to continue to build a team around him, because he's a losing player. All they've done out there is lose. He runs off coaches. He's a bully with teammates, and on and on and on. Would a change of scenery help him at the age of 26? Yeah, I don't know. I kind of tend to doubt it. I think he is what he is. He's a team wrecker. But I think Toronto's going to go forward with what they have. They've got an all-NBA, all-star backcourt, and they've got some nice other pieces, and they're going to take their shot again at Cleveland in a series probably in, late May. The problem is, are they the Indiana of this era, the Indiana that used to knock their heads against the wall against Miami back in, 2012, 13, 14, and come up short against LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade? That's the feeling I get. Toronto is this era's Indiana of that time. Indiana was a very good team, probably better than this Toronto team, and they couldn't make headway against LeBron. Just very, very difficult to do when you're in that situation. So, you know what? I think they're going to stay the course. I think Ujiri and Dwayne Casey have done a great job. The only problem is they're playing a team in Cleveland that has really two of the best closeout players in games in LeBron and Kyrie Irving, and they can't match that.